Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And of course, with Mother's Day being tomorrow, this morning we've decided to take a look at a recipe, a perfect recipe for Mother's Day quiche, according to photographer, health coach and author Melissa Delport. That's, of course, if you have not made any plans yet. You know, if you're one of those kids, or if you're like one of those kids that tend to wait for the last minute and cross night for their tests and exams, and you haven't planned what you're going to do for your mom, for your partner, on this Mother's Day, then here's some ideas, something you can turn to. And of course, friend of the show, Melissa Delport, an author of Heal, Begin With Food, joins us this morning. Good morning, Melissa. Trust you're well.
Good morning. I am indeed.
Fantastic stuff. Let's talk about the recipe you've chosen for a perfect Mother's Day quiche. And just once again, this recipe is taken from Heal, Begin With Food, your new cookbook or your latest cookbook. Remind us what the ethos is behind your cooking, behind your recipes, and behind how you eat and how you encourage people to eat as well.
Oh, so I would definitely say that the ethos behind Whole Begin With Bowl Food for Balance and Heal Begin With Food, both of my cookbooks, is turning to whole food eating. And when I talk about whole food eating, I mean real food, food that is God-made, earth-made, plant-made food. So definitely cutting out the processed and refined sugars and all those nasties out of our diets, and including that into our eating. So definitely about turning to real food.
Now, is this recipe, this quiche recipe, that you're going to just unpack for us for Mother's Day, is it a vegetarian or vegan recipe, or are we now sort of deviating from the bulk of these recipes, which are vegan or vegetarian?
So this one is vegetarian. Mm-hmm. It does have some creamy ricotta in it. But if you wanted to make it vegan, you could just leave it out. And if you wanted to make it with some meat, you could definitely add some cooked and sliced chicken breast to it.
Okay.
So it's really that simple. And that's what I focus on in all the books, is your bio-individuality and meeting yourself where you're at. If you want some meat, add a little bit of meat. If you want to make it vegan, leave out the cheese. So all the recipes are really suited for people that are exploring all different ways of eating.
Okay, fantastic. So there's a phrase that I'm going to sort of throw into my toolkit, bio-individuality. Run us through it. What do we need for this perfect Mother's Day quiche? What are the ingredients necessary? And preparation time, cooking time, or what are we looking at?
So this recipe is going to take about 15 minutes to prep and about 45 minutes to cook.
Okay.
It is a recipe that is made up of a crust and then a filling. So very sort of standard in terms of your quiche world. But what makes this one different is that in the crust, I use spelt flour. Now, spelt is an ancient grain that's very high in protein and is often unbleached, unlike most commercialized flours, and is really high in fiber. So it makes it sort of, it does make it a positive carbohydrate. So often, you know, carbs get this really negative rap. I really focus on moving away from that, because complex carbohydrates are actually incredibly nourishing for the body. So in the crust, we've got some spelt flour. However, that being said, if you can't get your hands on spelt flour, you can also just use normal stone ground flour. Mm-hmm. You've got a beautiful crust that you're going to put together with some thyme and some olive oil. So it's very basic.
Lovely.
And some lemon zest. And once that's put together, you're going to press that into your quiche tart. And then you're going to focus on your filling. Now, this filling is amazing because I've really jam-packed it with high-fiber vegetables. So incredibly healing for the gut. And very good for your gut bacteria, actually. So you can sneak that in there. Mum will thank you for that. and it's got some beautiful kale and delicious butternut that you're going to roast beforehand just to bring out that sugary sweetness.
You know, always a good idea.
On the butternut.
Butternut always is a always idea. A good idea. Yeah.
Always a good idea. And when it's paired with ricotta, it's even more delicious.
Yum.
So in this, I really also try to encourage you to play around with some flavors. I add some chili flakes, some cumin, some thyme. And this is just you know, a beautiful combination and really upping the flavor palette and making it the best bon diggity quiche that you can be giving your mom on Mother's Day.
I love that. The best bomb diggity cheese. I'm fascinated by just playing around more with flavor in the crust as opposed to just, you know, giving us a holder for the filling. That thyme in there and the lemon zest as well sounds absolutely fascinating. Really, really like that.
The lemon zest really wakes it up beautifully.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, the one thing for me, Melissa, is this egg, right?
Yes.
Obviously, quiche egg, sure. But some quiches can actually be too eggy. So what is the perfect ratio for the other ingredients in the filling and the egg? Whilst we needed to hold everything together, sometimes you dive into a quiche and you just need more. Yeah, you just need much more.
So this is quite a loaded quiche with your vegetables, and I think exactly what you've said there is that the egg is holding it together. So you really want your eggs to just cover or be just in line with sort of your vegetable filling. You don't want it to cover it completely that you can't even see your vegetables, because then once it bakes, it's going to rise so high that it's going to become too much egg. So with the egg, you want to whisk it, pour it over your vegetables and make sure that your vegetables are still peeking out the top beautifully. Then you should have a good ratio. But if you get lost, you can also just follow the recipe, which is 6 beaten eggs, and it will lead you to success.
All right. Well, from your mouth to every caterer's ears, please. And then, of course, if you do want to go explore a vegan option, is there anything that you'd suggest to substitute the egg with? Am I now making your life difficult?
No, not at all, not at all. I think that if you wanted to explore a vegan option, firstly, I would definitely explore the rest of them in the book. There are so many. I've got a quinoa chocolate porridge. I've got a beautiful potato rusty. I've got buckwheat crepes with tahini caramel. So definitely get your hands on the book if you want to explore more vegan options. Mm-hmm. But with this quiche, because it is made with egg, you could definitely saute and create the vegetables, and you could create the crust. And if you wanted, you could put in a vegan cheese if you found one at the store. But yeah, with the egg, it might be a little bit of a challenge.
Sure, absolutely.
To replace it, yeah.
All right, lovely. It sounds absolutely fabulous. It looks even better. And I think you've definitely given us some things to work with when it comes to Mother's Day recipes and Mother's Day meals. Because no doubt, many of us will be dashing around looking for options. And Mother's Day gifts.
Exactly. And Mother's Day gifts. Kiel makes an incredible gift. You can find it across the country at all major bookstores, from exclusive books to all your at-home stores. And it's really a beautiful gift for mum. She'll absolutely love it and be blown away. It's got beautiful photographs, beautiful recipes, and what greater gift to give the gift of cooking, because it's the ultimate manifestation of love, really.
Absolutely. Now, if you remember the movie Julie and Julia, you'll know that the protagonist of the film grabs a cookbook by a famous American chef and author, and she makes it her mission to just go through, recreate all the recipes every single day for the duration of the book. And of course, the ultimate gift you can give to mom is you deciding to just cook all 100 of these recipes in the book yourself, for her and for the family, for the next 100 days. Now that's real love. Thanks so much for your time, Melissa.
I have to say before I run that I actually have one of my followers on Instagram that has decided to do Julia and Julia.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
She's cooking every single one of them and tagging me in them. So, yeah, and if anybody gets stuck with any of the recipes, they can find me on Instagram at Melissa_Delport and come and ask me questions in case they get stuck in that kitchen.
Fantastic. Slide into Melissa Delport's DMs there. And, of course, her book is called Heal, Begin with Food. It's